Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
8:45 here on this Friday morning. Time to talk movies with our movie guy, Mike Mayo from Mike-Mayo.com. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, John. How are you doing today?
I'm great, man. We're at the Civil War Museum, and I know you have watched a lot of those Civil War movies. At some point, we'll have to see which ones we should load up and watch again. But no Civil War movies in the queue for this week.
No. This week is I think everybody's still kind of scared off from the big Avengers movie. So we've got, you know, just kind of some things that we had to toss out here today. And the best one of the bunch is Long Shot. And this is a romantic comedy with Seth Rogen and Charlize Theron. You know, it's kind of an odd couple kind of thing in the same way that he's done before. Here he's playing this kind of, you know, really, really kind of crazy left-wing type journalist who's gotten fired by his paper. And she is the Secretary of State who is going to be running for president. But it turns out that years ago, she was his babysitter. She's only a few years older than him, but she's his babysitter. They meet again. She hires him to help her loosen up her campaign, to become more likable. And, of course, he then falls for her, all of that. And the thing I kept thinking all the time I was watching this is, do you remember the Wayne's World? And they kept the great joke was, if she were president, she would be Abraham Lincoln. And that's kind of what I thought about Charlize Theron the whole time. It's a funny movie. It's raunchy. It is, you know, kind of what you expect from a Seth Rogen comedy. And there's real chemistry between those two. This one works a lot better than I thought it was going to. It's very much R-rated, as most Seth Rogen comedies are. So I wouldn't recommend it for kids. But for adults looking for something a little different, this is probably the best bet of the weekend.
Okay. Well, that may be on the list. I see on the list that that I've got in front of me, Ask Dr. Ruth. Man, I remember in the 80s, Dr. Ruth was everywhere. And, you know, this was before people spoke so freely about sex. I kind of wish we could go back to that period where it was a little more, you know, at least a veil in front of this conversation. Is she still alive?
She is still alive. She is still out there kicking. You know, she's in her 90s now. And this movie kind of goes back, looks at her childhood in Germany and Switzerland and Israel, where as a young woman, she actually did train to be a sniper, though she was never actually saw combat, as the movie alleges. I mean, the movie doesn't say that either. And it is very much an uncritical look at her. This movie, kind of like the RBG movies of last year, is meant for fans. You're not going to, you know, learn the dark secrets behind Dr. Ruth. It's kind of all right out there in front. She is this very energetic person. And, you know, if you love her, you will love the movie. If not, this is not for you.
Yeah, but, I mean, there are no dark secrets about Dr. Ruth.
No. She lets it all hang out right there. Always has. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, I might somewhat be interested in that. El Chicano.
This is your basic vigilante, kind of more vigilante than superhero movie. That's how they're casting it. Set in the Chicano districts of L.A., we've got a police detective played by Raul Castillo who, after his brother apparently commits suicide, but maybe it had something to do with the business that the local drug lord, his childhood friend, had something to do with, he winds up becoming, you know, this masked Avenger figure. It's the kind of standard story. We've seen it all before, except for the setting, which is new. And according, you know, the way this is set up, they, of course, hope this is going to be the beginning of a franchise. But it's really kind of a much more of a low-budget grindhouse kind of movie than what we think of with superheroes these days being so, you know, CGI enhanced and all that. This is not like that at all. Much more in the kind of gritty urban action kind of film.
Gotcha. Hey, Mike Mayo, always appreciate your guidance on what to see and what not to see. Our movie guy, Mike Mayo, mike-mayo.com. Thank you.
Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.